What's up, everybody? We're going to be talking today about part three on maturing Christians. This is really heavy sauce right here, so buckle up. We're going to be talking about casting out demons. Let's just get right into it. By the blood of Jesus, you have the authority to cast out demons. So simply put, when you interact with a demonic force and you know it, it's pretty evident. You're going to see it in their eyes. You're going to see it in their actions, possibly a change of behavior. Put your hands on that person, lay it on their head, and you simply say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, come out," because you have full authority, you have full dominion, and if it doesn't come out, then you need to pray and fast because it might not be a low-level demon. There's a hierarchy, if you will. There's an order, there's legion, there's different levels of demonic forces, so you need to understand that. So if you pray and nothing happens, you need to go back to your prayer closet and you need to step up your game and you need to say, "I'll be back next week, I'll be back in 3 days," whatever, and go back and do it again and repeat, rinse and repeat that process until it comes out. And once it comes out, you're gonna know. How do you know, Daniel? Let's see. You're going to hear possibly squealing noises like out of inhumane. Might even sound like a pig is coming out of their mouth. You might actually see the demonic force leave. A calming, a crying, and a supernatural peace comes over that person when you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, come out. And this all is rooted in the power of the blood of Jesus. And knowing that you have authority as a Christian to move and expand the kingdom of God. Because what you're doing really is you're expanding the kingdom and you're letting the devil know this is not his territory, this is not his property, this is the Lord's. And once you do that, you're being fruitful, you're being obedient, and you're walking in the ways of the Lord. Make sure that you have relationship before you do this. Because you can say it and it can happen. Yes, it can. And you can have a weak sauce relationship. And the Bible even says there's people that can cast out demons in his name because it's his name. There's power in his name, but God may never have known them. So make sure that you have a relationship before you start casting out demons. I don't think I've ever even heard anyone say that. But it's important because you need to have an established eternity for yourself and not be worrying about just the eternity of others if you don't even have that walk yourself. Amen. And I'm going to keep this pretty simple. So all you do is lay your hands on them in the name of Jesus Christ, come out. I command you, demonic force, to come out. Another thing I want to say real quickly is you can have some anointing oil and you can put it over the head. You can also put anointing oil all over the doorways of their houses. That also is very important in protecting the house. It'll also stop a lot of demonic forces. How do I know? From experience. I won't go into demonic stories here, but definitely put some oil over your doorways. All right, and there's one more thing I wanted to talk about with demonic forces. Let me see if I can remember it here. Okay, so when you're praying over this person and the demonic force comes out, I need you to know that that person is very likely going to let that demon back in if they do not change their habits and their ways. Something in their life allowed that doorway to be open where the demonic entered. So you need to identify that doorway and make sure that they are aware that this is why this happened. Okay? And if you can't figure out why, go to a pastor and work on it with that person. And let that person work on it with themselves. If they don't want you there, whatever, that's fine. The main thing is keeping the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is that they need to know, identify why that demonic force was in their life. And it definitely was a, there was sin involved. So just be aware of that when you're doing this. And it's not something to brag about. It's something to just do to be obedient and walk with the Lord. It's going to happen, dude. Sometimes it's going to happen when you don't want it to. You might be at a restaurant. No, I'm not joking. You might be at work. You might be just doing your daily stuff, and it happens at the post office. But I want you to know that once you start walking in this, it's something you're going to have the right heart for, and it'll happen on its own. You don't need to force this to happen. It's going to happen. When you're in the right relationship, you're going to detect the demonic and be able to cast it out. And remember what I said, if you can't, you go back to your secret place, get closer with God through prayer and fasting, and go back and pray for them again. It's very, very, very importante. All right? Simple as that. People like to overcomplicate this one. It's not that complicated. Y'all take care and have a fantastic day.